Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 感谢你又一次回来收听盘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
And I'm Diana. It's great to be back again.
好，那今天呢，我们要跟大家聊聊如何改变视角，改变人生。听起来非常大，非常深奥的一个话题哈。
So these are ways to shift perspective and build self-agency. So your perspective or point of view is how you interpret an event. Your perspective can be the difference between seeing the glass half full or half empty.
对，那今天呢，我跟戴安娜就要跟大家分享一些，其实都是日常可以做的小练习，或者一些思维转换，你可以问自己的一些小问题啊，来帮助你改变视角，培养这种英文现在常常说的，培养更多的 agency, self-agency。人生当中，我们无法掌控一切发生的事情，但是我们可以选择如何看待，如何回应，从生活的乘客变成自己人生的一个驾驶者。
That's actually a really good metaphor about going from being a passenger to becoming a driver. In other words, being more proactive as opposed to more passive.
好，那我们今天为大家准备了九个非常小的事情啊，一些小建议来帮助我们改变视角，改变人生。那首先最重要的一个，我们要充分理解，要首先清楚什么是视角，还有什么是我们刚刚讲的那个 agency, self-agency, 自我能动性。
Exactly. So before we dive in, we first want to understand what perspective and agency mean.
好，那 perspective 就是视角，就是你怎么看一件事情 ，right?
Mm-hmm. This is how you interpret events. This is your point of view and the lens through which you view life.
Okay, 那这个比较容易理解啊。但是 agency 这个英语词可能会有点 confusing， 因为你查字典的话，或者你日常听过它 ，maybe it's like a 广告公司 an、mm-hmm. ad agency。Right.
In this case, we are talking about your belief and ability to influence your own life choices.
Okay, so it's all about being very proactive. 就像前面说的 from,transition from being a passenger to a driver. 如果你很有 agency 的话，你就是你人生的 driver, 对吧？
Mm-hmm. Another way to think about this is that perspective is a window.And agency is your hand on the frame, so you can still change how you see things.
Okay, 所以视角是窗，而能动性呢，是你可以去推那个窗的那手哈。
Exactly.
好，那了解完什么是 perspective, 什么是 agency 之后呢，我们来看看有哪一些具体的，有哪一些非常实用的举措 steps we can take.
So first off, we can practice cognitive shifts.
Oh, cognitive shifts. 诶，这个 shifts 就上次双十一讲到什么 shifting consumer priorities, 是吧？一些改变。那这里我们要改变的是什么东西啊？
This is going to be the way you think or learn.
Okay, so cognitive 就是这个意思哈，认知与认知相关的，与思维相关的一些东西。
Mm-hmm. So for example, when you face setbacks, you can also ask yourself, what else might be true? Or how might a wiser version of me see this?
就是面对挫折或者失败的时候，不要马上就陷入一种很低落的情绪，而是问自己一些比较 constructive, 比较 reflective, 是吧？比较反思性的问题。这个事情还有一些别的可能吗？或者怎么样是一个更成熟、更宽广的心态来看这件事？
Yeah, and sometimes it really helps to try and take a third party perspective and look at the situation more objectively.
没错，就是把自己当成一个局外人哈。那总之，所有的这些 setbacks 和 failures， 其实 instead of seeing them as something that drag you down， 其实所有的这一些都是成长的经历、学习的一些经验，然后会让我们的人生更加的有韧性。
Right. So when we turn our failures into feedback, this can help strengthen our resilience.
Okay, so resilience, 的名词或者说 it will make us more resilient, 就是让我们更加有韧性，更加不会容易被困难打倒啊。
So in addition to practicing these cognitive shifts, we can also identify limiting narratives. Usually this is going to be, you know, how you view something and the story that you keep telling yourself about something.
可能我们有的时候会常常对自己说一些话，一些理由啊，原因啊，甚至借口，然后这些东西，这些 narratives, 它是会捆绑我们，束缚我们，限制我们的。
Mm-hmm. Right. So sometimes we tell ourselves, you know, the same reasons or excuses that will hold us back or limit our potential.
Okay. 所以这里讲到的就是因为每个人你可能对自己说的这些 narratives, limiting narratives, 限制你自己的这些话不一样哈。但是总之我们要先识别它，要有意识。
Exactly. It's very important to be aware of it. Only once you know will you be able to change it. And there's actually a really good quote that I like from a psychologist, Carl Jung, who said, "Until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate."
Until you make the unconscious, 就是下意识的，就你都没有、mm-hmm. 你都不知道为什么你会这样想。那、
right.
unless 你把它 change 成 conscious, 就是你明白你 identify 识别那些。
Otherwise, it will direct your life and you will call it fate.
不然的话它就会永远主导你的人生，然后你会觉得啊，这就是命，这就是我的命，这就是命运。
It's a very passive way to live.
好，当我们识别了这些限制性的故事，我们自己告诉我们的事情之后呢，我们也要来加强，我们也要来强化什么是自己能 control, 然后什么是不能 control 的东西，是吧？
Right, so you want to strengthen your locus of control.
Locus of control, 这个词对我来说是全新的。Then I found out this is a pretty professional, like, 就是心理学的术语。
Right, and it's not really a term I would use in my day-to-day life, but it basically means position or location, and it is always talking about abstract concepts.
所以就心理学里面经常讲 locus of control, 你的控制源。然后刚刚达安娜跟我们讲很具体的就是说什么是你控制范围内的，什么是你控制范围外的。
Right, so what's really helpful is writing down what's within your control and what's not.
就更加 focus on 就前面那一趴你能 control 的东西。
Right, so when something happens, usually your first reaction is going to be automatic or very emotionally driven. But you can...choose to respond in a thoughtful or intentional way.
人生里面可能很多的东西都 outside our control, 但是我们可以 control 的就是 how we see it, how we react to it, how we respond to it, 是吧？是我们的反应，我们的角度。
Exactly. So over time, your sense of power will shift from external to internally focused.
这很重要，所以就是讲的那个 your locus of control 就会变成啊，好像怎么所有的事情都 happen to me, 就会慢慢慢慢的变成、mm-hmm. 那些东西是会发生，但是 I am the one who decides how I see it, how I react to it.
Right.
其实我发现在这个整个的过程里面啊，要不断问自己问题很重要，而且要问自己一些能够挑战自己以及激发我们的问题。
So another thing we can do is ask empowering questions.
Okay, to empower, 赋能 or empowering. 那什么样的问题是 empowering questions 呢？
For example, you can ask, what can I learn from this?Or how can I grow through this?
So instead of asking, why does this happen to me? 那个很被动，对吧？然后你就化被动为主动的问说，哦，这已经发生了，那在这个里面我能学到什么？然后我自己在这个经历里面能够如何成长？
Right. And also, how can I improve next time?
对，总之就是把被动的你的这种反应变成更加积极主动的一些回应。
Right, turning passive reactions to proactive responses.
好，那我们接下来的这一点呢，我觉得在人际关系啊、人际交流沟通当中非常的重要，那就是练习善意假设。
Assume good intent.
Okay, so Diana, to assume, 这个时候就是你还不知道原因，是吧？就你自己在猜测。
Yes, so this is coming to a conclusion without getting the full picture.
Very often, 因为你没有 full picture, 所以你想的都是可能一些负面的东西。
Right, and there's this saying, when you assume, you make an ass out of you and me.
哦，这挺有意思的 ,pretty true, 虽然很 cheeky 啊，就是当你去这样猜测 assume, 特别 assume 不好的时候，反而是在嘲笑自己，是吧？
Exactly.
好，所以说呢，我们就要 shift, 要改变一下，要练习善意假设，好的，从好的角度去想。
Right, so you want to try and assume good intent whenever you can.
Assume 对方是善意的，是吧？就是他不是故意要害我，不是故意要怎么样。
Mm-hmm. You can also ask yourself, if I assume they didn't mean harm, what else could this mean?So even if their good intent led to a not so great outcome, you can still reclaim your peace and agency when you first assume that they meant well.
对，而且哪怕别人真的那个是 bad intent, 最后 how you choose to respond 还是你的决定， right?
Right, and the next thing you can do is cultivate meta-awareness.
对，其实我觉得我们今天所有讲的这些 tips 啊，都是讲到我们的意识 ，right？ 那你说的这个 meta awareness，meta 就是 the highest level 是吧 ？overarching 的那个
，exactly。It's almost like awareness of your awareness，
就是你对自己的意识要有一个意识
，right？
培养宏观的自我觉察性、自我觉察力啊。
嗯哼。So this might mean pausing before reacting.Or observing your thoughts and emotions without judgment.
其实有一个心理学家他就说在刺激与反应之间总是有一个 gap, 总是有一个空间然后那个空间就是你自己选择的自由。
Oh, okay. So between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space lies our power to choose.
好，那我们今天最后两条这个小建议呢，其中有一条就是要善待自己。
Yes, or practicing self-compassion.
Okay, so compassion, 或者还有一个词 mercy, 一种怜悯，一种慈悲，是吧？但这里讲的是、mm-hmm. on yourself, be compassionate with yourself.
Right, and a very often used term we would say is to give yourself or others grace.
Grace, 恩典啊、哦，对，其实这个不光是犒赏一下自己啊，给自己买一个好的东西。It's more the attitude, how you see yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right, so you want to treat yourself as someone who's constantly learning, not constantly failing.
你这样善待自己的一种态度，一个视角，其实会让你的根基，你的 foundation 就是很安稳，很 stable.
Yes, being kind towards yourself creates a stable base for lasting change.
所以今天最后一条要说的就是我们要采取小但是可以持续可以连续下去的行动。
Take small consistent actions. So consistency is trying to do the same thing maybe daily or almost daily so that it becomes a habit.
对，就是 over and over, over again, 很 stable 啊。这些改变不光是想出来的，而是要做出来。可以选一个小的 a small area.
Right, so you can pick one small area where you feel stuck and take action.
对，所以这两年就讲到那个习惯的养成和改变啊，不是常常讲微小的习惯。
Oh, that's a good term. That's micro habits.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。希望所有的这些分享呢，不光是让你学到了很有用的英语，然后也会给你的，就是在改变视角这条道路上，给你一些灵感。
In the end, you want to embrace the power of perspective, take charge of your choices one small step at a time. Your life changes when you decide to see and act differently.
当我们可以用不同的方式看待和行动的时候，我们的人生也会随之往好的方向改变。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，非常感谢大家的收听，也很期待在留言当中看到大家对今天所有这些建议你的一些反响和反思。 Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Thanks everyone, take care.